Are you excited but nervous at the same time about investing in real estate? Are you confused about where to get started? Do you feel uncertain about your ability to invest in real estate because of finances, the market conditions, or not knowing enough? Hi, my name is Monica Sawyer, and I'm the host of the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. I work with professional women on how to get started in real estate investing or grow their current portfolios. In this podcast, I will share my own strategies as well as those of many amazing experts so that you too can build wealth the blissful way. That means building wealth on your own terms, part-time, with very little stress. To get started, download your free report on my personal favorite strategy at blissfulinvestor.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast, where we focus on all aspects of real estate investing, including strategies, mindset, emotional mastery, money smarts, and so much more to ensure your success. Today, I am so excited to invite a very special guest. Her name is Edna Keep. And she went from being a single mom at the age of 16, living in subsidized housing with a daughter in subsidized daycare, to a multi-million dollar real estate entrepreneur and coach. I love stories like that. Her major operations are long-term buy and hold rental apartment buildings, and her claim to fame is she has purchased $60 million of real estate with other people's money. In 2010, 3 years after she started, she was inducted into Robert Kiyosaki's Hall of Fame for the actions and success she had utilizing the strategies she learned through that training. She comes from Meadow Lake in Canada and now lives just outside Regina with her husband Warren and daughters Desiree, who's 16, and Danny, who's 14. Hello, Edna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. I love what you're teaching people. It makes so much sense.
Yay! I know, right? If we're not having fun, man, why do it?
Exactly. Totally agree with you.
Yeah. So I loved all the information you sent me. So I just want to dive in because I'm so excited to like get as much as we can today. So could you start by telling us, you know, leverage is one of the big keywords to success in real estate on so many levels. So tell us, how can you leverage other people's time, money, and knowledge to build real estate wealth for yourself?
Well, to start with time, our time's limited. We all know that. We want to be able to have time with our family and our friends and time to exercise and time to eat right and all that kind of stuff. So I always say, you know, why start from scratch? Why not start working with a mentor right away who already has done what you want to do? It'll short circuit your learning curve and help you get started a lot quicker than if you just start by reading a book or, you know, going to seminar here or seminar there. I think so that's time. It's also knowledge. That was time.
So yes, time.
Time in the world, but it also ties right into knowledge. You don't have time to learn everything. And why not again? There's so many aspects of real estate, as you know. Like you, there's so many ways to make money in real estate. So what I like to talk to people about is, you know, find out what you want to do with your life. Follow your bliss. If you love dealing with tenants, deal with tenants. If you love the renovation part, deal with that part. If you like dealing with financing, deal with that part. There's so many parts. I believe that real estate's a team sport, not an individual game, because we you know, there's just too much to learn. And I mean, we can take 20 years to learn it if we want, or we can jump in and start doing things with other people who've already done it. So there's your time knowledge. The other thing is money, other people's money. So a lot of people will say to me, Monica, that why would people give me money? I don't get that. Why wouldn't they just go do it themselves? And the fact is that there's a lot of people out there who would love to invest in real estate, but don't know where to begin, don't have the time, maybe not the interest, maybe the interest, but not the time. Maybe they already have a high paying job that makes them more money than they could think about going out and learning real estate. So our value to those investors is helping them do that. So helping them do what they want to do. And part of that's educating them because they don't always know even what's out there. The majority of advisors, financial advisors out there, either work for the bank and they're talking to you about your loans and getting into debt and mortgages and stuff like that. Then there's your wealth advisors who are teaching you to put money away. And in most cases, it's mutual funds or stocks and bonds. And I like to teach people to invest in real estate. So that's why people like to invest money with me, is because I not only just take their money and help them make money, but I teach them as I go what exactly we're doing.
So Edna, why did you choose real estate?
You know, that's a really good question, because my background's as a financial advisor, right? So you think that I should have known everything that there is to know about money. But you know, I always equate this to doctors. Who are doctors educated by? They're educated by pharmaceutical companies, right? That's why when we first go into to see a doctor, the first thing they do is they want to write your prescription. I mean, I think it's getting better nowadays, either that or I found a better doctor, but that used to be what it always be. Let's just write a prescription. And I found that as a financial advisor who was trained by mutual fund companies, that I really had my blinders on and I didn't understand what else was even out there. And so when I got introduced to real estate, it was actually clients of mine that started sharing with me, you know, I think I'm going to buy a house, or I'm going to buy a timeshare. You know, there was different things that they talked to me about. And I'd say, well, you know, I just don't get it. Why would you buy an asset? And in our area at that time, real estate was increasing by about 3% a year. Long term, that's been what it was. And I said, why would you buy an asset class that never grows more than 3% a year? I didn't get that. I'm not understanding the power of leverage and that it's just the down payment and mortgage pay down and all that kind of stuff. I just didn't even get it. So my income was tied to what was going on in the mutual fund market. So the markets were up and down. If they were up, my income was up. If they were down, my income was down. Much as we would try to teach people to buy when it was down, it just never worked. And so we had come off a really good year in 2006 and went into a decline. And I said to my husband, you know, this to me looks like the same thing that's going to happen in 2001. And I'm going to be, you know, sitting down here at this lower income for 2 years. And I didn't like that. I liked making the high incomes. I didn't like to be making less. So I said, maybe we should look at this real estate that all these people are talking about. They're talking about our area booming and stuff like this. So we signed up for, first of all, an evening class, I think it was 3 hours. Then we signed up for the 3-day course, which I think was like two of us for $1,000 or something like that. And at that 3-day is where my eyes were really opened to the power of real estate. And the other thing that happened while I was there is there was a couple there that were from the city we were from, and their really good friends had taken the same training they were offering us, to advanced training, 2 years prior, and they owned like 20 houses. And so at the end of the spiel, and we were warned ahead of time by our clients that, you know what, they're going to make it really cold in the meeting room, and they're going to wear down your resistance, and they're going to teach you how to increase the limit on your credit card just so that they can sell you their classes at the end. So you be warned. So we went in fully knowing, and I thought it was kind of cool. They showed us how to increase the limit on our credit card. I increased mine by 50,000 with one phone call.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It was so easy. And then when it came to the end, you know, they said to us, and it was no pressure at all, what are your goals? What are your goals in life? And we said, you know, we'd really like to be like that couple they talked about, you know, and maybe get 20 houses in the next couple years. You know, really, if we could get 50 properties or 50 doors in 5 years, oh, we would just have the cat by the tail. We thought we'd just be in hog heaven. And so the guy said, well, what are your plans to do so? And we said, well, we know we don't know enough. We're here to listen to you. So you tell us. And they said, well, with what you're telling us and your goals, we think you should sign up for, and they showed us the few programs. And you know what? We looked at each other because it was $27,000. And it was like, oh, are we going to do this? So they let us go off and talk by ourselves. And you know, we looked at each other and kind of said, you know, who do we want to be like? Do we want to be like the client of mine who said, you know, don't, you're, you know, they're just going to try to take your money and go, you can learn all this on your own. Or do we want to be like the couple who took the education and in 2 years owned 20 houses? I said, I think I'd rather be like them. And he said, you know what? I think so too. So we bit the bullet, bought the education, and we never looked back. Within 18 months, we had 50 doors, cash flowing $50,000 a month in passive income, or sorry, $5,000 a month in passive income.
Nice. That is very, very cool.
Well, we were excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so how long have you been in the industry?
It'll be 11 years in June from
perfect
our class. Yeah.
Cool. So you just never looked back. You know, the thing is that people talk to me a lot about this, sort of like, Monica, why do you choose real estate rather than stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you know, whatever it is? And my answer is I don't. I have both. And for me, when I'm talking to someone about money, it really is about creating a financial situation that really supports your future. And I like to have hard assets, which is real estate, and liquid assets, which is stock, or, you know, these other things, mutual funds, Ginnie Mae's, stuff like that. So that's great that when you start with a financial background, as long as you don't stay stuck in sort of the mutual fund world, and you do open it up, you get to see like all the different possibilities and opportunities. So what a great story.
And you know, within 2 years of starting the real estate, I sold my financial planning practice, and because I couldn't even sell mutual funds anymore.
Yeah.
I just did real estate either. And you know what? Unlike you, I don't own any stocks. Real estate. I'm all in.
Yeah, I'm really conservative that way. You know, I've got about 50% of my assets, of my net worth is liquid, and about 50% is tied up in real estate and equity. Oh. So, and we're constantly balancing, you know, to keep that. So yeah, anyways. Okay, good. So, you sent me these great questions. Okay, so how do you raise investor capital? You talked a little bit about why people would invest with you, but how do you actually raise investor capital?
Well, you know what? We start by just educating our people. So we'll put on evenings of education, evenings of what it's like, you know, we might call it like in a retirement planning evening, and how to make add real estate to your portfolio, how to make real estate work for you, or understanding the gap between where you are now and where you want to be, where you want to retire, and how real estate can fit into that. We have different titles for them, but they're basically a seminar on how you can use real estate both to build wealth and to create that passive income for when you retire. So that's one way. Another way that is actually, and this is, it was not planned, but this is a way that I found that we're attracting a lot of investors right now. I offer some courses training students to do what we did. And some of those students that come to us, they decide it's too much work and they just want to be a passive investor. But because we've trained them, and I trained them the same way I would a student, I don't say students in this corner, investors in this corner, it's, you know, whatever they're learning. And then they say, you know what, I really like what you're doing. I love the whole concept of what you have set up, but I don't have time to do this right now. You know, maybe eventually I will, but what do you have for actual investments? And then, you know, so we get a lot of investors that way now. I do podcasts like this. People reach out to me when they hear about how we, you know, buy multifamilies and treat them like a business and get the investors back their money first before we get paid. And people reach out to me through podcasts. I do Facebook Lives all the time and talk about mindset and talk about what it takes to, you know, work with investor money. So, and it's not just students that are coming to me, it's also investors.
Very interesting. Yeah, I'm actually having a very similar experience because I teach coursework also, and people love it and they learn so much. And my people all are very much action takers. So that's who I seem to be attracting, but they really do want to get out there and get their hands wet or whatever, you know, but they also feel like they can't go as fast as they would like to go. And so we've started to talk a little bit about what are the different opportunities. So I have been considering that. So I'm really glad you brought that up, you know, that the sort of putting together a conglomerate of people that have the money, but not necessarily the time, and investing their money for them. Yeah. So great idea. And yeah, I've been considering the same thing. Mm-hmm. Tell me, I love this, create a 5-year plan versus the traditional 40-year plan.
Okay, well, you know what? This is kind of how my course came about. So we were able to build a cash flow of $5,000 a month in 18 months because we took lots of action, bought lots of properties, helped lots of investors get where they wanted to go. And people kept asking me, Edna, how did you do that? You know, like, that's fast. That's a lot of properties in a short period of time. And now we're up like close to 500 properties of doors valued at $60 million. And again, people still ask me every day, like, that's 10 years. Like, I usually think of people who own multifamily and stuff as like the Donald Trumps of the world. How did you, small town Saskatchewan girl, get so much real estate? And, you know, I just explained, I learned, and then we took action. And we did what we were told. We joint ventured with other people who were already doing what we wanted to do. And to me, that took one of the biggest fears away, because we were always scared of making a mistake that would be overwhelming that we couldn't come out of, because you're dealing with big money. So that's why I started saying, okay, that was a 5-year plan. We hit our 5-year plan in 18 months. So how do you do that? Well, you start by getting a coach. You start by thinking bigger. You don't have to start with a single family home. I've had students that start straight into multifamily. I have students that start out with no money of their own, no credit, and they learn how to deal with investors and get investors to fund their deals. And that's the part that I think is so important. If you can buy, even say a multifamily a year or maybe two a year. I'll give you an example of a student of mine. So this one student of mine, he struggled a bit at the beginning, and he wasn't able to talk to investors very well. And it took him a while. So he didn't buy his first building till he was 18 months after he'd taken my course. And he'd never earned more than $2,000 a month. He'd never been in sales. He'd always been in like security and stuff like that. So he'd never been a real people person. So he just had some learning curves to go through. But you know, his first building, and I partnered him up with one of my senior guys to do it. I think he owns like 25% of it. That building, when the investors are paid out in 3 to 5 years, will cash flow him $2,100 a month. He's never earned more than $2,000 a month in his life up to this point.
Wow, that's awesome.
And that's why I say, like, the 5-year plan is very, very realistic. You know, again, like the game that Robert Kiyosaki teaches, cash flow. It's much harder for a doctor to get out of the rat race and a lawyer than it is for the secretary or the janitor, because their lifestyle is so high. But right. If he's a young guy, his lifestyle is not that high. He'll be taken care of in 5 years. Now whatever he makes above this is gravy, because he already knows how to live on $2,000 a month, right?
Right. And
everything else is gravy. So his tenant's paying down his mortgage, the property appreciating, and of course he's buying more buildings. And even if he only owns 25% of it, that one building is going to pay him that much. So I say to people, what's your goal? Is it 5,000 a month? Is it 10? Is it 15? Is it 20? Like, our goal kept going up. Ours started out being 5,000 a month, and then it was 10, then it was 15, then it was 20. And it's exponential once you get started. But what's your first goal? And with us, it was that 5,000 a month. So we initially thought if we could hit that in 5 years, we'd be set. We didn't plan on quitting our jobs. We thought we'd keep doing what we were doing. But when we had that kind of success in 18 months, we just went, oh, we're just leaving everything else behind and doing this full time.
Yeah. You said something, you said a lot of really awesome things, but one thing I really want to highlight is when we talk about goals, so many people, they start with, oh, I want to be making $10,000 a month. And they've never made more than $1,000 a month. You know, I tell people constantly, you know, before you dream of being a millionaire, dream of being a 100,000-aire, dream of being a 10,000-aire.
Yes.
Allow yourself the ability to believe it's possible. Mm-hmm. Because I think that when you set a goal that's so far out there, it's really hard to even internally believe it. Like, I hate to say set realistic expectations. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you're going to fight yourself. You're going to struggle more if you don't believe something is possible. So yeah. Stretch for something, but don't stretch so hard that you can't, you know, you can't even perceive how you're going to get there. And know that every single goal can just be one step up the stairway of life. Like once you get to that 2000, now that's, you're on one step, which means you can take the next step, which means you can take the next step. You don't go from the first story to the second story in one big leap, right? Yeah. There's 10 stairs in between, right? Yeah.
And sometimes your mindset's your biggest issue that you have to come over. You know, mm-hmm. And like you just said, it's hard to go from zero to a million, but it's a lot easier to go from zero to 5,000, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 50, 50 to 100. And it's possible, but most people take the steps, right?
Yeah.
Just jump from the bottom floor to the top of the building. Superman's the only guy who does that I know. To take the stairs or maybe the elevator, but it still takes more time, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't always like to say, you know, think realistically, but I like to say, set your dreams big, but take realistic steps.
Right. I love that. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So Edna, tell everybody where they can reach you and get more of this amazing information.
Sure. Well, you know, my name is really easy. It's Edna Keep. And my email address is EdnaKeep.com or Edna@EdnaKeep.com. My website is EdnaKeep.com. And all they have to do if they want to find YouTube videos or anything like that to learn from me is type in Edna Keep and they'll find me.
Awesome. And I know you've got an amazing gift that you wanted to offer my listeners. Could you tell us about that?
I do. You know, about a year back, I did a free video series just to kind of introduce people to what I do, because a lot of people really don't even think it's possible to get straight into multifamily or to start really dealing with investor and investor capital. So I'd like to offer that as a free gift to your audience. And it's just training.ednakeep.com. And it's three videos. I think they're each about 20 minutes, but it just kind of gives you a really good idea if something like this would be something that would work for you.
Nice. Thank you so much for that. And listeners, as always, I will have this information on Edna in the show notes. So you can go look it up and just push on the link. So Edna, are you ready for our three rapid fire questions?
I am, yes.
Okay, here we go. So Edna, tell us one super tip on getting started in investing in real estate.
Get a coach. Don't try to do it alone.
Yes. So true. It's so true. And I did that too. Mm-hmm. Tell us one strategy to being successful in real estate investing.
Your mindset is one thing. You've got to work on your mindset all the time. My coach, because I still work with a coach, tells me new level, new devil. So every time you're moving up into, you know, whether it's income categories or new strategies you're using in real estate, your mindset has to shift. And that, so mindset, never ever leave that behind. It's not just about learning the strategies, but it's growing yourself as a person so that you can, you know, be the person that you need to be that millionaire you want to be.
Right. Great. Okay. And What is one daily practice, Edna, that you would say contributes to your own personal success?
Well, one is I've always been I couldn't sit still for years and years. I just was always that action person, always moving. But meditating every day really helps me. It helps me focus. It helps me get a lot more done. And it keeps my stress levels low. And the big thing is it really allows me to think bigger. I don't know what it is, but when I started meditating, my world just started to expand. And so I'd recommend that practice for everybody to do something like that daily. Get into silence, connect with your universe or your God, however you talk about it. And that makes such a difference. It has for me.
Nice. Thank you for that. Well, Edna, this has been a lovely conversation. I'm so excited we finally got to connect. And thank you for all the great wisdom you've shared with my audience.
Well, thank you for having me on, Monica. I love what you're doing. I totally believe you gotta love what you do. Look at you. You're just glowing. You're smiling. And that's the kind of people we want to deal with on a day-to-day basis. We don't want to deal with those people walking around like... They're not the happy ones. We want to deal with the happy ones, right? They can show us how to be successful and happy. One of the quotes that I always remember was by Jim Rohn, and it said, "Live your life to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, because the worst thing that can happen for you is to give up one part of your life for another, like your health for your wealth, only to spend the rest of your life giving all your wealth away to try to get your health back."
I love that. I had forgotten about that one. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. We all need to be reminded. I remind myself of that one sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great, great reminder. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So listeners, thank you so much for joining Edna and I together today. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on the next show. And until then, remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart most deeply desires. Thanks. See you next time. Bye. Thank you again for joining me on the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. If you love this show, please subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes. As women, we need to support and empower each other to build wealth and live joyful lives. Your support of this podcast by subscribing, rating, and reviewing it will help other women just like you learn about building blissful wealth through investing. And remember to download your free report so you can get started on your investing journey at blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.